Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Well, good morning, and I'm glad to have you here. And of course, this is a special week. This is the week of 9/11. My question is, where were you on 9/11? Before this show is over, I'm going to tell you where I was. But I want you to reflect this morning, this afternoon, all day long. 9/11 was a pivoting point in our great democracy. It was a pivoting point in our history. And each of one of us who were alive, remember where we were when we got the news. Hopefully you weren't in New York, but maybe somewhere else. Today's show, 9/11. Don't forget, and ours is Pray for Love. And I know some of you all don't remember that, but we're going to be continuing to play it. And on Saturday especially, I'm going to dedicate the whole show to Pray for Love. Especially now that we know that our soldiers, after all these years, are coming home. Did we win the war? We won it when we started. The old days of George Bush, the Texan, who remembers the old rules of the Texas Rangers. If you come and break into my door, you don't have to look for me. We'll come find you. And that's what George Bush did. He went all the way overseas and began the battle with those who challenged us. Obama caught and killed somebody that we don't even like to say his name in, Bin Laden, dead and gone. And now we have the future, which has arrived. And I want everybody to take a moment on 9/11 and remember. Remember what we stand for, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, and of course our Coast Guard. We stood for this freedom and we fight for it. 9/11 was a reminder in this generation. The generation before us had World War II. The generation between them had Korea, Kuwait, and many other skirmishes, but nothing like 9/11. It brought us to a new day, and we're glad to say we're still here to observe what we can do when we're put to the test. September 11th, 9/11, the emergency call. And don't forget, we're in one of the greatest areas in this country, which is the Tampa St. Pete area, and of course the great Miami, Jacksonville, the whole state of Florida. I send a salute out to our great governor, DeSantis. We know what you're up against. And we always say hello to our other friend, Charlie Crist. Charlie's been one of those politicians who stood the test of time, but he continues to walk, of course, in the foot of the great ones. Charlie, we appreciate you and all you've done. And somewhere I know you're going to be standing near a grave or near a flag somewhere. We salute both you and the governor for your stance in this state. We especially salute those who are in all of our military bases around the country. I happen to have been born in Austin, Texas, Breckinridge General Hospital. And I remember as a little boy that Fort Hood. Went back many years later, and it is a masterpiece. Of course, I lived in California, so I had Fort Ord. And I was raised in Huntsville, Alabama, Redstone Arsenal. And we can go around this country and name the bases. All of you all contributed to the greatness of this country as we fought after 9/11. So today, we're going to salute our military bases as well. As they say in the good book, all for one and one for all. We made it. 2021 coming, 9/11. Don't forget, We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to continue on with this thing because we know something that's very important. When 9/11 gets here and it's passed, we'll be starting a new year looking back at the history. And in our area and across this country, go to Google, go to YouTube, go to any one of the information stations at your local radio. Go to your local VFW. Go to your AMVETS. Go to your American Legion. And if you're anywhere around where you can see a sign that says Wounded Warriors Project, go stand next to it. This is a day that we want to honor all of those who fell, all of those who gave their lives protecting this after 9/11, and especially honor those who are alive, who can help the next generation understand why this skirmish was so important. The war on terror, we took it directly to the battlefield. And we stand tall. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm coming to you saying thank you. For all of those who listen in, we're now on several radio stations. Voice for Veterans, The Voice for Vibes, Vibes Radio One of our sister stations who support veteranization throughout the Caribbean and throughout the rest of the country. So you can tune in again, pull up the information on WVETonlineradio.com and look at all we have to talk about, but especially that link to 9/11. And my question is, where were you? 9/11. Not 19, not 2000, but 2001. Were you in a car? Were you riding along? Were you somewhere else close by? But you remember when you got the information where you were. Feel free to take time. Talk to us. Let us know what you're thinking about and let us automatically see what you stand for. The latest update, the madness that came along with 9/11 has now been subsided into a war that we have fought the battle and brought our soldiers home. Bringing them home was a big thing, and I'm sure it'll be debated along with 9/11 in years to come. Did we do it right? Did we get them all out? Anytime you have a war that's lasted year after year after year, all the way back to Rome when Hannibal crossed the Alps with the elephants, captured, fought, and eventually the Moors subsided, the mighty Hannibal. And when they left, Italy has never been the same. Afghanistan will never be the same. We're not the first ones that went in there to try to straighten out this. Unfortunately, Afghanistan accepted those terrorists and bit the bullet along with the rest of Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and a lot of other factions that are still over there and never plan to leave. They're not going to leave theirs. Just keep it away from us. Obviously, we're not going to leave ours, so we'll just stay away from them. The question was, as we did this recovery, as we did this, let's gather all our people and leave, it was relegated to one Air Force base. And that base was there to help evacuate people. Some people question whether or not we should have had the other bases open. That would have divided our forces. Biden did the right thing. One base, get out as many as you can and keep on going. fight for the rest of them as you leave. We took over 120 some thousand people out. Just America. We're not counting those who went out with the other coalition airplanes. We're thanking those who helped us, but we're grateful for those who we got out. For those who don't truly understand that a lot of people stayed because they have family, couldn't get their family out and made the choice to stay. We salute those people. If ever you want to get out, I'm sure that we will work out a way to get you out as well. But up to now, let's not question it. Let's make sure that those things that we promise people, we can give our best efforts to do. So if you do have family members that are still over there, people who say that they want to stay, then let them do their time. Eventually, they'll decide that they don't want to stay, and we'll have to go back and get them. But right now, rather than question, let's choose gratitude. Let's be grateful for those 120,000 people that got out. Let's make them comfortable at home. Let's be grateful that our soldiers who spent time there are coming home. We know we lost some, but we gained a lot more by bringing them out now. We thank you for tuning in right now. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and you're in tune, of course, to the best in radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More to come. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. And of course, this is a special broadcast. We're broadcasting not only right here in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay Area, and we salute all of us, especially MacDill Air Force Base, who was the hub for 9/11. A lot of people didn't remember that, but we live here. We do. Now, I want you to know that in Fort DeSoto, 9/11, they got a memorial service down there. If you want to get out and go somewhere, try Fort DeSoto. And wherever you are in the Tampa Bay area, wherever you are in the Jacksonville area, wherever you are in Atlanta, stand up and salute those who fell. And then stand up and welcome back the soldiers who made it. I'm calling on veterans, helping veterans all year long. Military, you can sit down for a minute if you just came back from Afghanistan and let us honor you. This is the way we do it in America. This is the way we do it when we think of our local as well as our national heroes, the military soldier and the veterans who still are alive, honoring their friends, standing for what we believe in. So that's number one. If you happen to be in the St. Pete area, Fort DeSoto, go again to Google, go to Facebook, your book, my book, they book, all of them, and find a way to stand up for the 9/11 that we have lived through in this generation. Look for something. There are plenty of things to do. I know of all the organizations who've especially supported this process. If you haven't called them, call them. Instead of just going out to the beaches and hanging out, go somewhere. Respect some of our military. Because we know that there are several things that have been looked at. But I want you to know, just listening to me right now, for those who are tuned in, call a friend, text a friend, and tell them that you're honoring those who fell for 9/11, and you're giving a special praise for those who have made it back since the close of the war, September 1. It's poignant that it started in September, will end it in September. Again, This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you live, and we are making a tribute to 9/11. There are miracles, and I will always say, in this great country, we dodged a major bullet, because what if that fourth plane had actually hit the White House, which it was scheduled to do? Now we know. Bush would have still been alive, but a lot of others would have been dead. And we know that we're grateful to this day for those who did survive. Now, I'm going to diverge from this a little bit because I'm thinking about our veterans, and that's what we're here for, is to talk to our veterans. And I want to say one other thing. I'm going to give a special shout out to Gloria McGee and Wardell McGee and all of those who are in the Miami area. Wardell has been in the hospital. He's doing much better. I understand he's looking at an operation sometime this week. So we send out our prayers and know that American Veterans Alliance, and of course, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and of course, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, all are doing well, but we need you back, Wardell. Get well and come on back so that we can continue to do what we do. I still have to go back and say one thing. We have a couple of our centers right here that I always like to talk about. And the reason is because we have set up something in this region that is a prototype for the rest of the country. St. Pete Vet Center, Keeping the Promise. Readjustment Counseling Service for veterans who have served in a conflict theater, and for their family members and significant others. Remember, do not forget, St. Pete Vet Center, Department of Veterans Affairs, Readjustment Counseling Services. I have to talk about that along with the crisis line every week, because I know that some of them who are coming back are hurting. But guess what? We have services that you can get right here in our area, and it's prototype for those across the country. If you're in another part of Florida and you don't know where to go, we're online, St. Pete Vet Center or Department of Veterans Affairs, and look for the readjustment counseling services in your area, because they are the ones that are reaching out to help those who are coming back. And I want you to know that we have stood up to make sure that we can let you know what it is. Now, I'm going to mention Vet Center Eligibility Combat Veterans. If you happen to fall into one of these categories, you're eligible. Vietnam War. And that was February 1961 to May 1975. Korean War, June 1950 to June 1955. World War II, not many of you guys left, but it's enough for us to still honor. December 1941 to December 1946. American Merchant Marines, ocean-going services during an armed conflict. Of course, December 1941 to August 1945. Lebanon, 82 to February, 84. Grenada, October, 83 to November, 1983. Short war, but it happened. Panama, 89 to 1990. Persian Gulf, 1990, and just ended last week. Somalia, 1992. We still just grumble about that one. Operation Joint Endeavor, Operation Joint Guard, and Operation Joint Forge. Global War on Terrorism, if you were involved anyway as military service in those wars, you are eligible for vet services. And right now, we want you to know that the Department of Veterans Affairs Readjustment Counseling Services are open. Find a friend, find somebody who knows one of those soldiers who are back, and let them know that there is a readjustment program that's made just for soldiers who are coming back. We're going to make their way to redoing their life, especially if you have family members that are close. Go get help. And believe me, every AMVETS, every American Legion, and of course, all of the other veteran support services that come with VSOs, including the USO. We don't hear about that much, but they're still out there. And if you can get to a USO online service, they will direct you to some of their activities. And we want you to know that they are still doing things. A part of another thing that we're talking about when it comes to veteran services is the fact that active duty service members, veterans, Veterans Department, surviving spouses, reservists, and National Guard members are all entitled to the services that, of course, are offered. We can help. I love that term. More than 100,000 veterans residing, of course, in the Pinellas County area, offer for services, and of course, veteran services, is a vital link to helping residents understand and obtain important government services. The Veteran Services Offices provide guidance and assistance to veterans, their dependents, and survivors in applying for benefits by provided with the state of Florida, of course, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs nationally. There are no fees or costs for submitting an application for VA benefits. And services provided by Veterans Services are free. At this point, if you're anywhere near your computer, let's take a minute and go to one place. And of course, that's WVETOnlineRadio.com. When you do that, you will begin to see something different. And what that means is you'll see a full veteran radio service. If you go to the full veteran radio service, there's a lot for you to see, a lot for you to think about. I'm going to take a moment and go to one of our areas here. And I'm going to read off some of the areas where you can get more information. But on today's date, let's all try Google and let's try YouTube and some of those and find something in your area where you can go observe 9/11. But to find out more what you can do, I want you to go to number one, Alliances, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and go down to the end of your bar and click on Alliances. That we support vets too is the programs, or all of the programs. American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, Burial with Dignity, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. We even have our friends with the church ministries, Jerusalem TV. After that, Land on Your Feet, another veterans organization that we support 100%. Veterans Cannabis Operations, LLC. Those people do it well because they're the ones who stood up and said, okay, let's try some of this new medication to help our veterans, as well as slow down the process. Another veteran friend of ours is, of course, all those people at Studio 104, they stand up for veterans all the time and they do productions to help you wherever they can. SFL, believe me, South Florida, that's television. Those are some areas where you can go get a lot more information about what you're doing. And of course, support us right here at WVETOnlineRadio.com. Don't forget, as we talk to you about WVETOnlineRadio.com, we just finished going through some of our categories where you can look for more information. Of course, we just finished with alliances. Now, I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to talk about upcoming events, 9/11 upcoming events. Go to Google. At 7 o'clock on 9/11 in the evening, Tampa is standing up for all of those. And you know, in this area with MacDill Air Force Base and those places, we have a lot to talk about. So feel free to go out. Don't be afraid to say, this is what I'm here for, just to honor those people. Remembering September 11. If you go to September 11 on our events page, you will find three other activities. One from the FBI, who released some information, and we're going to play a little of that. Then September 11 archives. So you stay tuned. I do want to say a grateful thank you to St. Pete Radio, Radio St. Pete Online, and of course, 96.7 FM. I was downtown St. Pete this weekend with some friends and ran across one of the signs out in front of a place called Ferg's, one of those places that stand up for veterans and invite you out at any time and let them know that you are a veteran. Okay? And there are some blessings that come along with being a veteran. And of course, downtown St. Pete is open to all of those who want to enjoy and stand up for this time. Now, let's take a moment and let's talk about Vibes Radio One. Along with us here is another one of our partners who has supported the veterans programming all across this country. And they hail from the Caribbean. U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy is a VSO that is worldwide. And they're out of the Miami area. And of course, we salute Vibes Radio One, Dr. Alva Ferron. And of course, of all of his kids, especially Ashley and Josh and Hakeem, glad to have you here, buddy. And of all the others, Little and Leah and them, that's been a family who stood by our veterans program for over the years. And we want to give a special shout out, of course, to Noel Miller, who heads up that division. And he works hard to ensure that all of our veterans have been taken care of. Right now, we know that we have a lot of veterans who are down in Haiti, trying to help those people recover in the Caribbean from their battle with nature. We know it's not an ongoing war, but it's a battle with nature. And that one little old area of the world somehow has had a brunt of that battle. They had a hurricane hit, or a couple of them, and an earthquake. So we appreciate all those veterans who are down there. We know that a lot of veterans are in Puerto Rico, another one of our sister states. We salute you guys. And wherever you are on 9/11, we especially salute you guys in the Caribbean, helping other people. This battle for nature isn't over. Don't forget, Saturday, we're going to be doing a lot more on 9/11. But I'm going to let you know, we're going to be talking about the Pinellas County Health Program. And, of course, the VA hospital right there in Miami, we salute all you guys. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And of course, this is one of my special shows. We will continue this genre of shows on Saturday. So tune in. 96.7 FM. Please let a friend know. I'm sending out a bunch of flyers, Facebook, Yo Book, and all that Instagram stuff. It's going to start coming out next week to alert everybody that we are here to stay. So, a special shout out goes out to my boy, Gino Lexus, who's been on our side the whole time. And if you're anywhere around, don't forget, check out Soundcheck Studios along the way. We made it. And this one goes out especially to all of our veterans returning from this war. We salute you.